249.2 Occupied with the world's follies not dash dash Satan has prepared pleasing attractions for parents as well as for children. He knows that, if he can exert his deceptive power upon mothers, he has gained much. The ways of the world are full of deceitfulness and fraud and misery, but they are made to appear inviting, and if the children and youth are not carefully trained and disciplined, they will surely go astray. Having no fixed principles, it will be hard for them to resist temptation. A 249.3 Assuming unnecessary burdens not dash dash many mothers spend their time in doing needless nothings. They give 250 their whole attention to the things of time and sense and do not pause to think of the things of eternal interest. How many neglect their children, and the little ones grow of course, rough, and uncultivated. A 249.4 When parents, especially mothers, have a true sense of the important, responsible work which God has left for them to do, they will not be so much engaged in the business which concerns their neighbors, with which they have nothing to do. They will not go from house to engage in fashionable gossip, dwelling upon the faults, wrongs, and inconsistencies of their neighbors. They will feel so great a burden of care for their own children that they can find no time to take up a reproach against their neighbor. A 250.1 If woman looks to God for strength and comfort and in his fear seeks to perform her daily duties, she will win the respect and confidence of her husband and see her children come into maturity honorable men and women, having moral stamina to do right. But mothers who neglect present opportunities, and let their duties and burdens fall upon others, will find that their responsibility remains the same, and they will reap in bitterness what they have sown in carelessness and neglect. There is no chance work in this life, the harvest will be determined by the character of the seed sown. 251 or 250.2 Chapter 42, Mother's Health and Personal Appearance. Mother's health to be cherished dot dash dash the strength of the mother should be tenderly cherished. Instead of spending her precious strength in exhausting labor, her care and burdens should be lessened. Often the husband and father isn't acquainted with the physical laws which the well-being of his family requires him to understand. Absorbed in the struggle for a livelihood, or bent on acquiring wealth, and pressed with cares and perplexities, he allows to rest upon the wife and mother burdens that overtax her strength at the most critical period and cause feebleness and disease. A 251.1 It is for her own interest, and that of her family, to save herself all unnecessary taxation and to use every means at her command to preserve life, health, and the energies which God has given her, for she will need the vigor of all her faculties for her great work. A portion of her time should be spent outdoors, in physical exercise, that she may be invigorated to do her work indoors with cheerfulness and thoroughness, being the light and blessing of the home. A 251.2 Mothers to be advocates of health reform dot dash dash The will of God has been plainly expressed to all mothers, he would have them, by precept and example, advocates of health reform. They should plant their feet firmly upon principle, in no case to violate the physical laws which God has implanted in their beings. Standing by a purpose true, with firm integrity, mothers will have moral 252 power and grace from heaven to let their light shine forth to the world, both in their own upright course and in the noble character of their children. A 251.3 To exercise self-control in diet dot dash dash The mother needs the most perfect self-control, and in order to secure this, she should take all precautions against any physical or mental disorder. Her life should be ordered according to the laws of God and of health. As the diet materially affects the mind and disposition, she should be very careful in that particular, eating that which is nourishing but not stimulating, that her nerves may be calm and her temper equable. She will then find it easier to exercise patience in dealing with the varying tendencies of her children and to hold the reins of government firmly yet affectionately. A 252.1 To radiate sunshine under all circumstances, the mother can and should do much toward controlling her nerves and mind when depressed. Even when she is sick, she can, if she only schools herself, be pleasant and cheerful and can bear more noise than she would once have thought possible. She should not make the children feel her infirmities and cloud their young, sensitive minds by her depression of spirits, causing them to feel that the house is a tomb and the mother's room the most dismal place in the world. The mind and nerves gain tone and strength by the exercise of the will. The power of the will in many cases will prove a potent soother of the nerves. Do not let your children see you with a clouded brow. Ah 252.22 Regard the esteem of husband and children, sisters, when about their work, should not put on clothing which would make them look like images to 253 frighten the crows from the corn. It is more gratifying to their husbands and children to see them in a becoming, well-fitting attire than it can be to mere visitors or strangers. Some wives and mothers seem to think it is no matter how they look when about their work, and when they are seen only by their husbands and children, but they are very particular to dress in taste for the eyes of those who have no special claims upon them. Is not the esteem and love of husband and children more to be prized than that of strangers or common friends? The happiness of husband and children should be more sacred to every wife and mother than that of all others.